You a morning person as it goes? Are you good? Like, what time are you? What's your work ethic like? Do you get up super early and start working, or are you a bit more of a don't bother me, it's night time?
I do like to get up early, actually. I'm usually up by, I'd say it's rare I'm still in bed by 8.
It's impressive,
I'd say.
So listen, congratulations, Sign of the Times. I've heard it in a locked room where I had to sign a million and one forms before it went. But it was great. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you. I quite like it as well, actually, which helps.
You must have been excited, like a combination of excited, proud, expectant father to get your music out there, I guess, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's very much felt like giving birth. I mean, not without the pain, obviously. I mean, it was very exciting. I mean, it was nerve-wracking also. I'm pretty excited to have a job again. But I think honestly, any time you're putting something out that's kind of a piece of you, I guess it's quite a vulnerable feeling. But it's exciting, and I like it, and I think that helps in terms of the nerves. I think if I was putting something out that I didn't like, then I'd be much more nervous.
I guess that probably wouldn't happen, though, would it, in terms of...
Right, yeah. I really like it, and I think it's very much the song that kind of started making the album feel like it was kind of coming together. So it was a big, like, moment in the process.
Did you
me,
always so think this would be the first song you put out there?
Do you know what? I didn't. It was quite, like... We kind of worked it out like when the whole album was finished. We had a couple different ideas about what the first single would be, and then we thought about with this, we were like, maybe we should hold it till, you know, a little later, and then we all kind of ended up looking at each other and being a bit like, why would we not just put this out first? It's just absolutely what I want to say the most, and it's my favorite song on the album.
Proper statement, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope so.
It is, man, definitely. When did you start writing on your own stuff? Because I guess, was it post the 1D hiatus, or did you start having these ideas like last tour, or?
I think I'd always done writing sessions in the band, and it was always, you know, for those albums, and some of the stuff just wasn't right for those albums, so nothing really happened with them. And then in terms of writing for this, I did, I think, 3 weeks of writing at the end of February last year. And that was supposed to be me starting kind of writing. And then the movie thing happened. So I kind of stopped for about 5 months and did absolutely no music, which was actually kind of amazing, to be honest. Because, you know, when I came back to it, I felt like I'd had a real break and just felt like all I wanted to do was write music.
When you came back to it, did you look at some of it and go, I don't remember writing any of this?
Yeah, a little bit. There was some of it where I was like, okay, yeah, all right, great. Okay, we have that. But then we came back to it, and then everything was written last year apart from one song that I wrote about 3 years ago that's on the album, that I kind of just had like a very rough voice note of.
Well, that's great. So it's all there. It's all very sort of present, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It was all, I think, apart from two or three songs, it was all from July last year to December. So it's pretty, everything's pretty new.
Well, listen, let's hear it. This is Harry Styles. And